great announcement the other day, and I think some really good timing. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has named a brand new chair, and it's Hillwood Chairman Ross Perot Jr. who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, David, thank you. Always exciting to visit.
Well, and you're always doing something exciting. So talk about the U.S. Chamber. I mean, I know what the Dallas Regional Chamber is, for example.
Well, the U.S. Chamber, it's a great honor to be asked to be the chair. And it's a national organization. You know, every city, every state has a chamber. They feed into the national chamber. And then, David, we have offices in 140 countries around the world. Every American chamber, the AmChams, they're part of the U.S. Chamber. So it's got global reach, gives you global feel, and the job of the United States Chamber is to promote business and promote growth and promote prosperity. And you've known me a long time, and that's what I've been doing for my whole career.
And I would think that it's more, I know it's always important, but maybe more challenging now than before. Just looking at the environment right now, you know, there's questions about the U.S. dollar being the main currency. Our trading partners don't seem to have the same level of confidence in us. And we're talking about more and more being, you know, protectionist.
Well, you look at it, and it's certainly the challenging times, but our goal is to make sure we take care of the economy. And our goal at the chamber is to make sure we grow at 3%. If the U.S. economy will grow at 3%, we can fix a lot of problems in this nation, including the deficit and the deficit spending problem. And so you have, right now, you do have the tariff issue, and we are working very hard with the administration to minimize the tariff issue, especially on the small companies. And I put the China issues in a different category, but that's national defense. But we have all these small companies that are part of the chamber. And if the tariffs go in, that wipes out their margin, wipes out their cash flow. And we were with a lady last week that said, look, I've got 3 weeks to go. If I don't get some kind of relief, I'll be bankrupt. So we're trying to get a tariff exemption for small companies to at least give them time to transition into a tariff world, because many of them have priced their product, David, without a tariff. Well, now they've got to deliver with a tariff, and they don't have a margin. So we need some time at least to let the small businesses catch up. And that's our goal. But we're certainly helping the administration on deregulation, which is extraordinarily important. And our chambers all over the world are very active promoting a United States business with those local countries. We've had 22 delegations already go off from the United States around the world promoting American business interests. Last year, we had 60 heads of state, David.
Wow.
We're in the chamber building working on American business deals.
So is the reception today the same as it was? Because I know you've been working with them for a long time. Is a year ago? I mean, what's the perception of the United States right now? Does that need mending?
Well, right now, a lot of our clients are confused. They don't know what the rules are going to be. We're asking, really, can we get the rules laid out so we can all then focus and go to work? But also, David, in these times, these relationships are even more important than ever. And you no longer take for granted how strong these business relationships are. And it gives us a chance to go out and reinforce those relationships and continue to prove what great allies American business is to our clients around the world.
Yeah, I know the chamber is not political. But if you're talking about making tax reform permanent or energy production or the trade agreements, I mean, it becomes political to some extent. Do you recruit people to run for office? It seems now more than ever like we need some people to stand up. It's not as attractive to run for office anymore.
Oh, yeah, but you know, it's certainly hard to run for office. But, David, you look at the amazing men and women that do run.
Yeah.
You've got some of the finest Americans in the nation serving the country every day. And I was with one of them today, Glenn Youngkin out of Virginia. A tremendous governor, tremendous businessman, left his career at Carlisle to become governor of Virginia. And so they're there, and we need them. And they've been, these great business leaders have been very successful in public office.
What about the dollar strength or weakness thereof? That also figures into the mix, and there's a real
no. We want a strong dollar. We certainly, go back to the last question, we certainly need tax reform. We're pushing very hard to extend the existing tax code, the 2017 tax code, and that's a big chamber objective. And so we're focused on the tax code extension, not the other parts of the bill. And that's, so far, that's going well. And then, you know, it's going to be a difficult time as we move through. And I think things are slowing down in the country. And so we're going to have to really get the tax code done. And then our big push will be deregulation. Make it easier to work in our country. And David, we need to make it really easy to hire Americans and not make it hard to hire. And so we're pushing those issues hard.
Ross, is it realistic to have every, I mean, it's nice idea to have everything bundled into one bill, but there's so many parts of it, tax, you know, tax extension is, you know, being a big part of it, that it looks like it's going to be tough to get this thing through as one bill.
David, they're always tough. It's always, look, I wish Washington worked differently than it does, but that's the system we set up. And it'll be big, it'll be complicated, it's going to be tough, but they're going to get it done because the Republicans realize we've got to have a pro-growth agenda, and you might even get some Democrats support it because they want pro-growth.
Ross Perot Jr. is chairman of Hillwood and, of course, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Good to spend some time with you always. Thank you, sir.
David, thank you. Yes, sir.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.